another episode of Neon Movie Bunker. I'm John Robinson.
And I'm Hilaria Stanley.
We're here to talk about movies.
And, well, obviously San Diego Comic-Con and all the stuff that happened there.
Oh, yes, Steph.
But before that, I want to point out that yet again, somebody is trying to make a meme into a movie.
Why?
Because Slender Man apparently broke even? I don't know.
No, not why are they making a movie? Why mm-hmm. why do you feel a need to point it out?
Because because the fact that Momo is being made into a movie just somehow tickles my absurdist funny bone.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't mean that in a nice way.
So if you have FOMO about the Momo, you have Momo FOMO no mo. Because the movie's coming out.
All right, I'm going to hit you now, and I want you to know it's because of the bad things you say.
Is it now?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. But yeah, so apparently, and there are actually two competing productions to be first out of the gate with the Momo movie. At least the creature design will be, you know.
Easy.
Yeah. But on to bigger and better.
Please. Quickly.
All sorts of fun things debuted out of San Diego Comic-Con.
There was news.
Mm-hmm. The full trailer for It Chapter 2.
Yes.
Debuted. Let's see here. What else? What other fun tidbits? Trailer for Picard.
Yeah.
The streaming series there. That looks fun.
Cats.
Cats. Oh, man. Cats.
Cats bad.
I'm almost wondering if Cats is going to be so bad that it goes back around and becomes amazing.
No.
No?
No. I saw the trailer on the big screen today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The crowd was angry.
The crowd was angry. But I'm just wondering if there is still some entertainment to be. I'm wondering if we're looking at an Island of Dr. Moreau
situation. Which is appropriate, considering mm-hmm. someone asked if the movie was made by Dr. Moreau.
Mm. Our good friend Jeff York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad trailer.
Very. But there was some good stuff coming from there as well.
Yeah.
Such as?
Well, let's start with the big thing.
All right.
Marvel.
Yeah. Taika Waititi.
No, no. Let's do it like they did it.
Okay. All right. All right.
The panel.
Okay.
Where they announced, well, everybody's asking about what's going to happen with Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, wait till after Far From Home. Wait till after Endgame. And by God, they delivered. They introduced the cast for The Eternals, including Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Mm-hmm. Brought the director out as well.
Yes. They introduced the cast for Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced the premise and teasers and whatnot for all the Disney Plus series.
Mm-hmm.
Including Winter Falcon and the Soldier.
Yep. With a nice pre-recorded tidbit from
Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
No. They were there on stage.
Oh.
The pre-recorded tidbit was from a certain Baron Zemo.
Ah, that's right. And WandaVision mm-hmm. and Loki.
Yep.
And What If and yep. Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
And then more movie announcements. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. That just sounds fun.
Yeah.
I still don't 100% trust that that's the final title. But that's okay.
Am I forgetting one? I know there's one that I haven't mentioned.
Black Widow.
That's the one I haven't mentioned.
Right.
Because they announced that a little later because reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Black Widow is actually the one we're going to see next, coming May 1st of next year.
Yep.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
With Natalie Portman as Thor.
Yeah.
and King Valkyrie looking for her queen.
Mm-hmm.
And still Chris Hemsworth somehow. Wonder if he's going to take the weight off by then.
Maybe.
Maybe. And then there's the one that doesn't have a date yet. The casting was announced.
Yeah.
Of Mahershala Ali as Blade.
Yeah. Yes. That's kind of awesome.
Yes, it is.
That's really kind of awesome. The story going around about how that casting came to be is equally awesome.
Yeah. Mahershala Ali came to them and said, yeah, I want to be Blade. And they were like, really? We were thinking the same thing.
How about that?
Yes. So, oh, yeah.
Wasn't there some mention of the Fantastic Four as well?
Fantastic Four is coming, is all they said.
Yeah.
That's enough.
It really is.
They announced the next 2 years worth of movies.
Mm-hmm. But no Avengers title.
No.
Hmm.
Who cares?
It's unusual. Out of the, you know, I mean, when the first time they did this, there was just, you know, Avengers.
Yeah.
We're building to the Avengers. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And it was.
Yes.
Second time they did this, they said, hey, you know, we're building towards Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And it was also pretty damn awesome. Cool. Then they did the reveal for, you know, we're building towards Infinity War, which became Infinity War Part 1 and 2, which became Infinity War and Endgame. And it was very awesome.
Yes. Record-breakingly awesome.
Yes. I'm just, okay, great. You've got all this cool stuff built up. Where are you leading us? That's all. Although Feige did say that it was, that the phases were going to be different.
Yeah.
Going forward. So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah. And plus, there are still the other things we know are happening.
Right. Like Black Panther 2.
Captain Marvel 2, Black Panther 2.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be busy.
Got to be another Spider-Man, I'm sure.
Contractually, yeah.
And they said nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It'll be fun.
It will.
It'll be very fun. Let's see here. Kevin Smith debuted.
The Jay and Silent Bob reboot trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to watch that.
It's amusing.
Okay.
What other big trailers or announcements came? Oh, Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
That was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew the movie was in production.
Yeah.
But getting something at Comic-Con was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. And it was a classic tease.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, Mike Ryan from UpRocks, is convinced that this movie is actually about Tom Cruise's career and legacy.
Hmm.
The speech that Ed Harris gives.
Mm-hmm.
He should be at least a 2-star admiral by now, but you're still just a captain.
Gotcha. Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
Your last days are coming, not today.
Today is not that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there were things. There was stuff.
So much.
Stuff and things.
You know where else you can find stuff and things?
Anywhere you look?
Pretty much. I mean, they're really the two most all-encompassing pronouns you could come, or nouns, vague nouns you could come up with. But I was thinking more specifically of our email address.
You mean mail at neonmoviebunker.com?
Mm-hmm, where you can send us information about
stuff.
And things. More specifically, movies, I'd guess.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, feel free to just drop a line and say hi. How's it going? We're more than happy to respond.
Here's a recipe for blueberry muffins.
That'd be awesome. But
I bet you it's not as good as my recipe for blueberry muffins.
Blueberry mutton. I'm not so thrilled on the idea of blueberry mutton.
Yeah, it makes me sheepish.
Yeah. So, the email address.
mail@neonmoviebunker.com. But wait, there's more.
That's right, there is.
There is our Facebook page, mm-hmm. facebook.com/neonmoviebunker.
But wait.
Twitter.com/NeonMovieBunker or at Neon Movie Bunker or at John NMB.
Or at LRA Neon MB.
All of these are valid.
Mm-hmm. All of them are useful for contacting us.
Yes.
You can also
subscribe to the show
mm-hmm.
in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or even Spotify.
That's right. And of course, you can find them all along with trailers such as the trailer for Cats.
www.neonmoviebunker.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the trailer for Cats?
Yes, I did.
Was this before or after the fist fight?
Before.
Before. And where did this fist fight take place?
In the audience of my screening of The Lion King.
And who were you punching?
I was not punching anyone.
Okay, well, the first dubious statement in your review arises.
No, I was seated at one end.
Uh-huh.
The fist fight happened at the other end of the row.
And do you have any idea as to what happened?
Other than
an amusing story for us all, please.
Somebody thought he was sitting at home on his couch and was talking very loudly back at the screen.
Oh, good Lord.
And somebody took offense to this.
Yeah.
And
was there discussion of pen lights or anything of that nature?
No.
Okay, good.
But there were
fisticuffs
exchanged.
Mm.
And they gave everybody a free pass at the end of the movie, so.
And that was to apologize for the trailer for Cats, though.
No.
No?
No. Mm. But I may hold on to it and use it for Cats.
I am looking forward to seeing Cats.
You like Cats, though.
The animal, not yes. The musical. Yeah, I also like a horribly misconceived film. So.
True.
It's two interests. It's like the peanut butter and chocolate of my interests.
I have seen The Lion King.
Yeah?
I have seen The Lion King.
If you can do the rest of the review and song, I will be so impressed.
The movie's bad, 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 the movie's bad.
Maybe not as impressed as I thought initially.
If you see it, be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
You asked for this.
No, I didn't really ask for this. Well, I guess I wasn't specific. All right. Carry on.
The Lion King, directed by Jon Favreau. Screenplay by Jeff Nathanson. Based on the screenplay by Irene Mecchi, Jonathan Roberts, and Linda Wolverton. Features the voice talents of Donald Glover, Beyonce, Seth Rogen, Chiwetel Ejiofor, John Oliver, James Earl Jones, John Connie, Alfred Woodard, Keegan-Michael Key, Eric Andre, Billy Eichner, and others.
Okay.
Yes. Others. It is the story of Simba, who is born into the circle of life in the Pride Lands, in the primeval savanna.
Right.
And he is introduced as the young prince and next king of the jungle,
mm-hmm.
after following in the paw prints of his father, Mufasa.
Let's say it again.
Mufasa.
Ooh, okay, go ahead.
Why? I missed something.
Yeah, the 1994 version, apparently. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Missed that?
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that is relevant information, I think.
Fair enough. Yes, I did not see the original animated version of this.
All right.
And young Simba frolics with his friend Nala, mm-hmm. friend and betrothed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They head out to the shadowy elephant graveyard where they meet up with some hyenas and mm-hmm. are there defended by Mufasa, and Mufasa, you know, is trying to teach Simba lessons about how to be a king, what a good king does, and all that.
Mm-hmm. All that kingly stuff.
Yes. And then, spoiler alert, Mufasa is murdered. at the paws, or, well, the method, the weapon is a herd of wildebeests, stampeding wildebeest.
Mm-hmm.
The killer is Mufasa's brother, Scar.
Right, who pretty much tosses him over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then plants the seed of incredible Peter Parkerian guilt in Simba's head. And then Simba meets up with Timon and Pumbaa and grows up and follows Hakuna Matata. And then is brought back to try and reclaim his throne. And then there's a big battle in fire and hyenas and stuff.
Okay.
Jon Favreau is obviously giving his all.
Okay.
This movie looks fantastic. It looks like a nature documentary.
That's impressive.
Yeah. The cast is doing well.
Okay.
Particularly Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen as Timon and Pumbaa.
Okay.
And John Oliver as Zazu.
All right.
But this is a movie that, in spite of Favreau's efforts, this is a movie with the heart of an accountant.
All right.
Because this just feels like an attempt to cash in.
Okay.
There's no...
No spark there?
No.
You're not feeling any sense of loss with the death of Mufasa? You're not feeling any...
It feels like a checkbox.
Hmm. You don't feel any sense of, excuse the pun, but pride at the growth in Simba of the character and as they take on the mantle of king?
Not really.
Okay, you don't feel any catharsis at the overthrow of Scar?
A very little bit.
Okay. Any amusement at Zazu?
Zazu is amusing. Timon and Pumbaa are amusing.
Okay.
A couple of the Keegan-Michael Key and Eric Andre hyenas are kind of amusing.
Okay.
But it's... And the thing is, the photorealism works against the story. It's... Favreau also directed the Jungle Book from a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah. It's a lot better than this.
Okay.
It's... Jungle Book, for whatever reason, lived a little more.
It maintained a little bit more of the heightened...
Yeah.
The heightened non-reality of the story from the animated version.
Yeah. Yeah,
there were things in there like King Louie.
Yes.
That are not...
The Gigantopithecus.
Yes. Which is not something that you'll ever actually see.
Right.
Are we lacking that sort of thing here?
Yeah, it's... Are you familiar with the original French version of March of the Penguins?
Vaguely, yeah.
The American version of March of the Penguins, you know, narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
The original French version, using much of the same footage, is done in character.
That's right. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what I was reminded of while watching The Lion King.
Oh, boy.
It's just, I can't fault it on a technical level, but I can fault it on a spiritual level.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sure everybody who wants to see it pretty much has already at this point.
Maybe, maybe not. It's made a lot of money.
It has made a lot of money. So I don't know who I'm preventing by saying this, but you can skip The Lion King.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Not what you were expecting?
No, not what I was expecting. I am still partially kind of getting over the shock that you haven't seen the original.
You know why I haven't seen the original? It came out in 94.
Right.
I was 16.
Yeah.
I was in that headspace where I was too old for kids' cartoons.
Yeah.
And my head was being turned by waiting for Pulp Fiction to come out.
Yeah. I get that. I understand. And
then I just never went back to it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I would advise it. It's a good movie. Apparently better than this one.
Well, and what do you have for us?
I have The Fate of Lee Khan from 1973, directed by King Hu, written by King Hu and Wang Chung, with action direction by Sammo Hung. Stars Tian Feng, Hsu Feng, Li Li Hua, Angela Mao, and many others. Tells the story of a powerful general in the Yuan dynasty by the name of Li Khan. Li Khan
is he fated for something?
He is. Some people, when they ascend to a certain level of power, they use that power in a jovial or magnanimous sort of way to try to elevate everybody.
Like Mufasa.
Right. Li Khan, bit more on the Scar side of things.
Uh-huh.
He is not a terribly pleasant fellow. As such, there is a small band planning an insurrection, and key to that insurrection is getting the map that details the battle plans for the dynasty's further conquests.
Okay.
This insurrection is centered around a small inn, and they know that the general Li Khan is going to be coming through that way. So they have a plan to get the map from him, which he carries with him at all times. This leads into a series of deceptions involving four young service women, as in waitresses, basically, working at the inn, and the headmistress of the inn, bookkeeper, and a gambler who has been enjoying his time there.
Okay.
And the group of them team together to basically fool the general into letting his guard down so that they can, you know, sneak the map, replace it with something else. He goes on with his existence none the wiser.
Mm-hmm.
As so often is the case, things go exactly according to plan. No, they don't. It's
a 10-minute movie.
Yeah, 10-minute. No. Things do not go according to plan, and we get a couple of really great action sequences thanks to that.
Okay.
This is part of Film Movement's Classics series of home video releases. As such, that's a 2K remaster.
Okay.
And yeah, it looks pretty darn good. You saw a clip, some of the ending, just a little while ago.
It does look good.
It still sounds very 1970s.
You can tell it's ADR.
Yeah. It's presented in its original Mandarin, which is great. You can also have the option of an English dub and subtitles, which, you know, not speaking Mandarin came in very handy for me. It's an entertaining movie. It's an entertaining story. I really enjoyed watching it. The fight choreography, I couldn't tell that it was Sammo Hung.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't realize that until I reread the credits after watching the movie, but it definitely, it has his sense of humor to it.
Okay.
You know, I was like, huh, that's sillier than I would have expected from this movie. I mean, everything else in this movie is very, it's not a dry movie, but it's a straightforward, you know, spy film, basically, set in ancient China.
Yeah.
And it's a good one. But then there are some moves in the action sequences that are just kind of make you snicker, and you're like, really? Okay, that's awesome, but wow, that's silly. And it works really well to kind of lighten the mood and keep yet still not impede the action or the believability of anything that's going on. I had a really good time watching this movie. I would definitely say that if you are in the mood for a martial arts film, this is a better example of what you can find out there. Maybe not the first one. Definitely not the first one I'd recommend to you.
Okay.
But it would make the top five list, I'd say.
All right. So, listeners, did you see The Lion King, or did you see The Fate of Lee Khan? Please let us know what you thought. mail@neonmoviebunker.com.
In the meantime,
DVDs and Blu-rays.
That's right. And coming out this week on DVD is The Manifest, Season 1, a story of a plane that disappears in 2013.
And reappears in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Or also known as NBC Wants Another Lost.
Right, right. NBC presents you their version of The Blip.
Also coming on DVD and Blu-ray this week is, from our friends at the Criterion Collection, the 30th anniversary edition of Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hottest day in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And things boil over.
Mm-hmm. Such a good movie.
Yes.
Watched it with the audio commentary earlier today.
Nice.
And it looks great, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And the audio commentary is ported over from the original Laserdisc from back in 95. So it's a very slice of time sort of thing. It's a really interesting time capsule, you know, knowing what some of the people who worked on that film, what they went on to do later, and hearing them talk about, you know, it's really well presented.
Cool. Very cool. Anything for us to avoid this week?
Oh, yeah. There are a couple of options, actually, as far as things to avoid. New this week is Alita Battle Angel.
That's not a good movie.
But it's better than Hellboy.
Okay.
And I was really kind of hoping Hellboy would be better than what I had heard. But then I saw it, and I can't lie to you. It's not a good movie.
Yeah.
Really isn't.
I also have something to avoid.
What would that be?
That would be The Lion King.
Hmm. That bad?
Yeah, it's soulless.
Okay.
Hey, Ellery.
Hey, John.
Let's go to the movies.
Hmm. Well, okay, that sounds fun, but what on earth are we possibly going to go see?
First on my list of things to see right now,
mm-hmm,
is Spider-Man Far From Home.
I can agree with that.
Because it's very good.
It is very, very good.
It's marvelous.
Were you going to say marvelous? You were going to say you should have. Just, you know, when you get a bad pun like that in mind, just lean into it, man. That's what I've always done. It's worked well for me.
Has it?
Yeah, actually, it really has.
Think about things. Has it? While you're thinking about that, I'm going to go on and say that you need to see Midsommar.
Yes. Yes. Did you hear about the 3-hour cut?
No.
Yeah. This fall, there's going to be a 3-hour cut. More than likely, it'll hit into NC-17 territory based on what Ari Aster has said. And, I can't wait.
And last on my list of things to see right now, Toy Story 4 is still kicking around a few theaters.
Okay. Well, if you're going to stay home and pop something into your DVD or Blu-ray or 4K player, or if you're going to, you know, use streaming instead, one of the things that I would recommend to you is 1984, also from our friends at the Criterion Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great adaptation of George Orwell's writing. And presented and given proper context for its initial release and the production of the film, and sadly, kind of relevant. Follow that up with Weird Science, which is getting a special edition release from Arrow that is really kind of awesome. Again, it looks great. The important thing, the song by Oingo Boingo, sounds great in the movie.
Good.
And, generally a fun time. And wrap things up with, actually I'm going to go with the Fate of Lee Khan. It was a good time. Definitely worth a rental.
All right. Want to take the opportunity to mention our email address one more time, mail@neonmoviebunker.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/neonmoviebunker. We are on Twitter at neonmoviebunker. I'm at JohnNMB.
I am at LRANeonMB.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for you to say.
Well, the times that I can remember my name.
And, of course, please subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, visit our website, www.neonmoviebunker.com,
mm-hmm.
for stuff and things.
Yes, newly redesigned, all
spiffy
and good for your smartphone.
Yes. And so we're coming to the end of another episode of the Neon Movie Bunker. This week's episode is produced by L.R.A. Stanek. Executive producers Kate Walpole, executive producers Maggie Stanek. The team joined by
Dr. Awkward and the Monkey Man.
So until next time, I'm John Robinson.
And I'm L.R.A. Stanek.
And we'll probably see you at the movies.